Well, hello and welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 165. I'm your host, Clint Beachwood, here for the next hour bringing you lots and lots of new surf music. Boy, a lot of good bands, a lot of wonderful tunes on today's show. I'm really happy with the songs I'm going to be playing. If I don't talk too much, I can get in 21 songs here. So let's get started. The first band up is Girl Over Planet. They come out of Russia. Some of the members, I think, used to be in a band called The Spoilers. I played them many years ago. They have a new 6-song release out called In Search of Cosmic Oceans. The song I'm playing is Tangerine Bay. Again, welcome to the show. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Let's go. Brand new music from the Satopians out of Boise, Idaho. In fact, it's so new it hasn't even been released yet. I got a sneak preview of their brand new EP called Off the 50th Parallel, and the song I just played was Narcissus. Before that, it was the Volcanics, also brand new release called Freak Out, 4-song EP. I played Sea Breeze. And the show got started off with Girl Over Planet, once again Tangerine Bay, from their EP In Search of Cosmic Oceans. Be sure you check out the playlist. I list all the websites, the songs, the albums, EPs they come off of. And of course, you can always comment on the playlist or the podcast in general. Would love to hear from you. Up next, a band from Montreal, Canada, the Bumblebats. Again, brand new band. At least for me, I've never heard of them. They have a brand new EP out called Standing in the Shadows of Monchton. The song is Lucy in the Sky with Linus. The band is the Bumblebats. We'll be right back. There's another cut from Albert Hinne's album, The First Monkey in Space. I have played a few cuts off that album over the past couple podcasts. Said Dao de Surf is the name of the song. All the way from Uruguay, Los Reverbs did Marcellus Wallace, and that comes from their album En Vivo Yacare Bar. Before Los Reverb, it was Beware of Blast, coming out of Cologne, Germany. I just got this EP this morning. An Uncertain Journey was the song I played, and it's entitled Outer Space. And the Bumblebats started things out with Lucy in the Sky with Linus. Clever little title, huh? Let's assume that most of the songs I'm playing today have come out within just the last month or two. If it's been longer than that, I'll make mention of it. I also want to take just a second to congratulate Jeff of Bellevue, Texas. He was the winner of Podcast 164's giveaway, which was Davey Allen and the Arrows' latest LP, Retrophonic 6. Congratulations to Jeff. Alright, let's play a band from Monterrey, Mexico. They're Los Surfer Compadres. The song is called Amor en Silencio.
Thank you. Let's turn it over to some fellas who've made real good music during the past year or so. They've had one very big hit record.
From Los Angeles, the band Chum put out an album late last year called The Endless Bummer. The song I played was Standing Water. Chum is expanding their boundaries just a bit. About half the songs on this album are vocals for the first time. You might want to check that out. Fun Songs by Chum. From Ontario, Canada, and getting a lot of influence from Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, you heard the Kaputniks, and they did Shadowy Compromise, which you can find on Day Trip to Saturn. The international team of musicians called the Amen put out an album last year also, Let's Fly to Mars. Just a great collection of songs. I played The Great Rocket Failure. And again from Mexico, Los Surfer Compadres from their Happy Birthday to You EP. You heard Amor en Silencio featuring Crunchy, one-time member of Lost Acapulco. Starting off the next set is a band from France called Terror Twist, perhaps an EP that is more appropriate for Halloween, but it just came out last month. It's a three-song EP, and I'm going to play Requiem pour un loup.
Nous avons été attaqués par un loup-garou.
T'as pas écouté ça?
Dans la lande, nous avons été attaqués par un lycanthrope, un loup-garou. C'était un meurtre, une mort pas naturelle. Je suis condamné maintenant à errer dans les limbes jusqu'à ce que la malédiction du loup-garou soit levée.
La fleur,
la race des loups-garous doit absolument s'éteindre. Le dernier loup-garou encore vivant doit être anéanti. C'est toi, David. Il faut que tu me crois, je t'en prie.
Thank you. The future of mankind is being decided behind closed doors. In laboratories all over the world, scientists are working on projects designed to take man beyond the confines of this earth. And the most complex of all, prototypes of craft capable of putting a man on the surface of another planet.
You just heard the Surfer Novas. They did Plight of the Planemo, and that comes from their Project Serpo EP. They're from Jacksonville, Florida. The Cruncher from Germany, another song off of his Analog LP. I played Angry Generation. Analog is a 20-song set of covers that the Cruncher has put out just recently. Angry Generation was originally written by Lee Hazelwood and performed by the Woodchucks. You can find it on the Woodchucks LP. I think it is Cruising for Surf Bunnies, if I'm not mistaken. Baloo and Thy Surf Gremlin from Austria was in front of the Cruncher. I played Tunga Harua, and that's off their collection Pepe, A Tale of Love and Passion. Just so you know, these four songs on this collection come on 2 7-inch vinyl records, and it has a complete storyboard which tells the tale of Pepe. Just to let you know, it is not your typical love story. Okay, but check it out. Baloo and Thy Surf Gremlin from Austria. And then from France, I played a song off of Terror Surf, self-titled EP. Well, up next is Surf Nado Tiki Squad. They come from Ferrara, Italy. The song I'm going to play is Atomic Pineapple, and it comes from their album Tiki Fingers. You're listening to A Day at the Beach podcast number 165. We'll be right back. Those were the Propellers, a band from Russia that I have not played in years and years. But they have a new album out. It's called Propellers Attack, and I played Vibrations. It came out in November of last year. The Bali Lamas, they're from Baltimore, Maryland, and they did Tiki Torture, another song maybe a little more fit for Halloween. But it is on the Continental Magazine issue number 27 compilation CD. And if you don't have the Continental Magazine, you need to fork out $15 and get yourself three issues of the Continental Magazine. Not only does it come with some cool stories and interviews, this issue features the Surfer Jets from Canada and also the Sitopians, who I played earlier in the podcast. The Sitopians interview was performed by Tiki Tina, a good friend of mine. And it's a good read, always a good read. So check it out if you haven't already, The Continental Magazine by Double Crown Records. Before the Bali Lamas, we heard Danger Death Ray. Been playing them for a few podcasts now. They come out of Hampton, Ontario, Canada. And from their Invasion EP, I played Comets and Lasers. And then Surfnato Tiki Squad, the band from Italy, and their Tiki Fingers album, I played Atomic Pineapple. I'm going to wrap up the podcast with a band from Porto Alegre, Brazil. They call themselves As Pampa Howles. It's a self-titled album, and the song you're going to hear is La Tata from As Pampa Howles. Good music from start to finish on podcast 165. I'd like to thank Josh and Kirill of Altered State of Reverb for providing several albums for today's podcast. Music from Girl Over Planet, The Sitopians, The Propellers, Surfnato Tiki Squad, As Pampa Howles, all came from Altered State of Reverb. Thank you guys very, very much. Also want to thank Sean of Double Crown Records for also providing the very cool compilation CD that goes along with the Continental Magazine issue number 27 this time around. And as always, a big shout out to Austin Ribbon Microphones for sponsoring the podcast. I also want to thank the Marauders Surf Band for providing all the background music for today's show. And in closing, I just hope you're all dealing with the coronavirus okay. Maybe years from now when you're listening to this podcast and you'll think back about times like we're having right now saying, man, was that crazy or what? But anyway, hope you're all dealing with it. My heart goes out to those who have been sick or families who have lost loved ones, not to mention people who are losing their jobs left and right. It is just amazing what this thing has done to the entire world. I hope everybody is successfully coping with the setbacks that this thing has brought on. Thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been 165. Hopefully 166 won't be too far away. Again, this is The Day at the Beach. My name's Clint Beachwood. We'll see you next time.